Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, chop, boom, 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 chop, boom, boom, tap, boom, 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 tap. Hello, we are Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that game yet today, but someday we should.
What game is that?
It's a secret. We'll tell you on the break.
It's from a music game. I'll tell you that.
A rhythm game?
I just thought of a Prodigy song, Boom Boom Tap. I really like that one. I love the Prodigy. Anyways, I'm Ginger.
I'm Simon.
I'm Willie.
I'm also sick of your shit. What you got, Will? What you got? Come on.
I forget. Hold on. Give me a second.
He's got to go through his notebook. Let's talk some shit. I actually really love it. It's funny, but I like giving you shit about it.
No. I was going to say, drink responsibly, unless you're recording a podcast.
Hey, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, cheers.
Speaking of that, Ginger, what are you drinking today?
Oh, I have some Melting Pot whiskey, bourbon whiskey from, I got a whiskey sour going again.
From Copper?
From Red Cedar. Red Spirits. Cedar.
Why do I always think Copper?
I don't know.
Copper Top, Red Cedar, I don't know.
Probably because of the name. But yeah, I made a really, really good whiskey sour. I'm still on the whiskey sour kick. Love it.
Yep, Red Cedar. Yep. We got to see if they'll sponsor us for the fifth or two.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
So, what do you guys have?
Well, they're already open, so you won't get to hear the crack, but it's hazy IPA.
I'm sure you'll hear a crack later.
We can just clap and say cut.
Lord Hobo Brewing.
We were there when we were in Massachusetts.
Just outside of Boston.
I'd never heard of it, and I saw this four-pack, and I've been into hazy IPAs lately, so it's like...
It's nice. Good hazy.
I should have known better than to find something that Will has never had.
You keep trying, but you haven't found it yet.
Nope.
You gotta get on some real weird shit, dude.
Yeah.
I could probably tell you a couple.
I kind of like the hunt.
Just show up every time with a beer and say, something did you have this one?
Horrocks has a few that he hasn't had.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's a few beer stores they haven't.
I'm sure
you need some untapped help. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Angelica's good, though.
It's
hoppy, hazy, kind of creamy,
citrusy.
Full of wheat. I'm not having it.
Crushable. Very, very drinkable.
I bet it is. Man, I miss some wheat beers.
It's a light hazy.
Yeah. It's not super sweet like a lot of the American IPA, the hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's what he said.
I would give it 4.25 out of 5.
Nice.
Yeah. It's very light and tasty and, like you said, crushable. I give this one 4.5 out of 5.
Cool. Yeah. They were pretty nice there. There was nothing I could actually have, but I could eat there. And that was a pretty cool place in Boston.
Yep, it was a good brewery.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll just sip on my whiskey sour over here.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
We'll check out this podcast we like, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Had a drink about an hour ago. Fell somewhere by the table, or maybe...
Hey, we're the girls from the Despair and Distress podcast. We sit around drinking, talking about things that creep us out.
That is, if we can get past our wildly inappropriate banter. We may not have our facts in order, but we sure have fun trying.
So if you're interested in hearing about things you wish you hadn't, then maybe swing by iTunes, Podbean, etc., and give your earbuds a nice little tickle with our podcast.
But be warned, if you came here for true facts, you're going to be out of luck.
You can also find us on Twitter at beer_dis.
Or the Twitter.
Time for Real Life XP.
D-O-D.
T-M-C-R.
Q-R.
So, I'm going to go first, if you guys don't mind.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you too, anyways.
So, I am saying I get Real Life XP because... I've been having a hard time finding my delicious bourbon that I've been drinking from Red Cedar Spirits, and I ended up calling them last week, Friday, when we were recording this, and asked if they had, stock, and they're like, oh, we're stocked with everything, And so Will and I drove down there Saturday, and I ended up getting some bourbon for me and also for a Christmas present, and then some to send to our friend Juliet Miranda.
And some for me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Will wants some. I was supposed to be in charge of that, mister.
Oh, you can have the soundboard back.
I say, for driving to Lansing from Grand Rapids, that's about an hour there, an hour back, getting some really good bourbon. I'm going to say 200 points.
200 points.
The point inflation.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
200? Sounds good. Will, what's your XP?
How about 125?
125, man. I'm letting you have some.
I'll say 135.
135? I'm also sharing with you.
You're sharing the whiskey?
Well, you can have a glass.
200. 200.
You can have a glass, yes.
All right, so we average out 135 and 200.
200, sounds good.
Comes to about 162 and a half. Round up to 163.
Okay, 163.
Fine. You're only getting like a half a glass now.
All right.
Will's like, fine.
I only want a half a shot.
Oh. I'll take the rest of his glass.
Who's going next?
All right, I'll go next.
All right.
So I got some real life XP.
How'd you do that?
You did, huh?
Yes, for backing a Kickstarter for the first time ever, personally.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't like to really buy into those that. Because... Right. Lots of them can take your money and then not ever produce anything.
Right.
Cough, Atari, cough, cough.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad the first one that I bought into was for the Space Kings RPG.
Yeah.
Space Kings RPG?
Yep.
Yes, Space Kings RPG. The Pretend Friends Holy podcast
shit.
Uses the Space Kings method. They're the guys from the Continue YouTube channel.
Okay.
And
that's really
and
good.
Kevin Cole is also the guy who actually, he's not from Pretend Friends, but he's the guy who actually came up with this card system where they were kind of sick of D&D and they wanted to have more fun, and so they came up with this RPG method where they use a deck of playing cards instead of rolling dice. And so it's an RPG game where you use a deck of cards. And, like, face cards are successes.
Yeah.
Jokers are terrible failures.
Yeah.
And then if you flip cards and you don't get any successes, then that's just a failure.
Okay.
So, yeah,
Why did they need a Kickstarter for that?
Because they're printing a physical hardcover book.
Oh.
And so I jumped in to get a physical copy of the book, the character sheets.
Yeah.
I chipped in 50 instead of 30, so I'm going to get an autographed book.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
So you can go
Does
online
it come
now.
With a piss butt shirt?
Piss butt? No, it's not developed by Josh Henderson.
Damn it. Okay. I'll probably bring up piss butt more, so get ready, guys.
I wonder if we could get Carmen to draw a piss butt sticker, or if Josh has one.
Yeah. Ooh. I think we'll have to get...
I wonder if my mom would draw a piss butt.
I'll draw a fucking piss butt.
I got a sticker mule code for 10 stickers for a buck.
Yeah.
Nice.
Make a piss butt sticker.
Okay, so how much do you think you get for backing a Kickstarter?
I waited until the last minute.
You did.
It was like 11 hours left to go.
Yeah.
And they were at like... $26,000 of their $6,000 goal.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so then I messaged him on Twitter. And it's like, he said something on Twitter. It looks like we're going to do this. I said, are you actually going to make the book or does it just look like it? He said, oh, we're actually going to make the book. So I said, all right, I'm chipping in.
Yeah.
So if you're following the podcast from the beginning.
Pretend Friends is so good.
And so was the special small episode they did of
the Goosebuds.
The Goosebuds. they did an RPG in the Goosebumps world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good. And then chipping in on it, I think that's...
Buck a point?
Supporting an independent business, artistic endeavor. Helping him to quit his job and be able to live off podcasting and RPG gaming. I think that's worth 150 points.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I'm going to say 142.
Well, then I'm going to say 158.
So, 145?
That's not how math works, Ginger.
I know, I'm really bad at it. All right,
so 149.75 round to the nearest integer. I am fucking
horrible at
Sounds
math.
Sounds good. All right.
Whatever, sure. Right. Simon, how'd you get some XP?
So mine's a little more sanity-based. my favorite game of all time is a card game called Magic the Gathering. I've talked about it on here a few times before. But lately, it's been more frustrating and financially draining than it has been rewarding.
Yeah.
And normally, I would...
Kind of like going to a yoga studio.
Normally, I would just kind of push through that, and it would be frustrating and unenjoyable. So rather than do that, I just tried to recognize the fact that I just need to take a break. Yeah. So, normally I play several times a week and...
Damn, dude. I didn't know you played that often.
Yeah. Traveled to big tournaments and stuff like that. I haven't played in about 6 weeks. I haven't really touched any cards or bought any in that time. And, it's been kind of freeing.
We got some to draft.
That actually sounds fun, because that's not the competitive side that I'm into. So, for saving my own sanity and stepping back, giving myself space from something that I love, knowing full well I'll be going back at some point, I'd say that's 125 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
We've got 125. We've got 4 draft packs.
Yeah.
We should draft a game.
I'm down.
And I've got the whole collection of mine and Bill's cards over here. Maybe we should build a draft cube.
Ooh.
Build like a, maybe like a pauper draft cube.
That would be awesome. I have a
maybe
pauper.
Maybe you should take a break from tournaments and play like your cousins.
Yeah, a little more kitchen table, get back to my roots. That was always the most fun.
Yeah, I mean, no stupid rules you have to go by. But you also, we'll have to go through your...
How many points? I say you get 130.
130?
Okay, 130. I'll take 130. I'm okay with that. Right. Yep.
Sounds good.
That is good.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What, you play a game?
What game I play?
You what? You play a game?
Can you actually talk?
Did he have a stroke during the break?
Yeah, dude. Did you, like, hit some of that whiskey without me?
Is his face
I've just been hanging out with that baby Yoda. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I play Nico Atsume.
Never heard of it.
Atsume?
Atsume? Sorry if I fucked it all up.
I don't know. But I'm not sure how it's spelled.
I first started playing this game. It's like a cat catcher game. It's just a really easy... pretty low-key, adorable game on your phone. It first came out in Japanese only, so I was playing this game. I had no idea how to read any Japanese kanji in it, and I learned how to play it.
Yeah.
You basically just put some food... I mean, so honestly, it's
easy. When you say cat catcher, I can picture two different games, a Pokemon-style game or one where you play like a dog catcher who goes around with a net swooping up feral cats.
I would say it's more like Pokemon Snap.
Okay.
But, no.
But, so I'm showing these guys.
There's
as
like
I'm
a picture
playing
of a house.
And you just feed
you
cats
just touch,
and you put stuff
touch
out.
Touch the picture.
So almost, for them to play.
Almost like you're running a cat cafe.
Yes.
Kind of.
Okay. So it's like, what do they call those style games where you just, like the Burger, not the Burger
Tapper?
Town game, like the Root Beer, or what was The
root beer tapper?
Where you have to, like, fill up beers up and down the bar.
That was tapper.
That was tapper.
Root beer tapper.
Yeah.
But this is more like a...
It's more like a collect the pictures of the Kit Kats.
There's just a picture of a house, and you just... It's like a menu game where you just touch the menu and like, oh, put out food here.
Yep, you put out food. You put out different like things for the kitty cats to play on. You give this
cat glasses. You give this cat. You put water here. Toy here.
What's the litter box situation?
Funny you say that. There's no piss jugs. I got to bring it up again. There is no like litter. The cats come and go. They're like just feral cats you feed and you take pictures of.
Okay.
Is there a sandbox in the backyard?
There's actually not. There's no like litter, which is kind of funny. But no, there's different backgrounds you can get. There's more items you can get. Different and special-er. That's a bad fucking word. Why did I say that shit?
Specialer?
There's different fish that you get from feeding them. So you can get regular fish or goldfish. You'll have to buy different, like, cat props or toys to play with.
Yeah.
And different ones will bring different cats. And you can put out different food, and that will bring other cats as well. There's special cats, like one that has a baseball bat and is dressed, and its name is Joe DiMaggio.
It looks like,
So it's a little kitty with, like
Clockwork Orange cat.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Ginger?
I was saying there's different cats that actually come with the different, like, toys or, you know, little scratch pads or giant jungle gyms or cupboards or furniture. So there's different cats that will come out for certain furniture. Like the Clockwork Orange
cat will come out if you get, like, the...
the baseball is the Billy Bat Club cat.
Blackjack.
There's a pyramid, and then there's a Ramses kitty that comes with the little, like, Egyptian hat. The hairless
one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's different cats. I was going to say skinless,
and that would be terrifying.
No. There's a cat that has, like, a blonde wig on that has, like, glasses that comes in the pretty cat hammock.
The skinless one comes to hang out when you get the little cat toy puzzle cube.
No. There's Hellraiser. No skinless one.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a cool addition, a little, like, pinhead kitty, Halloween, but no.
Yeah.
Edition.
There's other cats that are dressed up in, like, really fancy clothes, or there's, like, a lucky cat, like the Japanese lucky cat. That
Oh, yeah.
One that looks like that. There's another one that has, it will put one of the bowls on top of its head. And they're just all named different. There's a ninja cat, too. So you'll have to do certain things.
All these hand motions you're making, clearly explain it to all of our listeners.
You didn't have to say I was doing hand motions.
I didn't have to.
I'm talking with my hands on the podcast, and but that I doesn't did. Matter. It's like, thanks, Will, for calling me out, you dick. Anywho. And there's also other backgrounds you can download for your phone if you want with some of the kitties on it. There's a pirate kitty with like a box, like a treasure chest box. So there's different things you can put out, different types of food that will bring certain cats, and you just take pictures of them.
Sounds like That's a fun it. Menu game if it's you like kitties.
It's a cute menu game. Like it's I would say the better menu game because at least you have cute kitties to look at.
Does it cost anything to play or buy?
No, it's free.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a nice free download. It used to just be in Japanese only, and now it's English and Japanese. And you can put in a daily password to get, like,
bonuses.
Bonus, yeah. So, I mean, it's still free. It's a cool, cute cat game if you like cats. And you don't have to pick up their litter. So it's like having kitties without petting them.
Would it be like cats and you're allergic?
Yeah.
I think I'm fresh out of questions.
Yeah. You've already got, you're like, I know the
Unless
genre.
Unless I want to be a
I
real
know the
dick.
Gameplay.
Yeah, I'm out of
I
questions.
I know the bathroom situation.
Oh, Will wants to be a dick.
No, I said unless I want to be a dick.
Yeah, then I'm out of questions.
You're usually not a dick to me, so... I don't, whatever. If you're a dick to other people, you shouldn't be a dick. But play Nihil Atasume if you want to. It's cute.
It'll make you less of a dick.
Yeah. Because it's a cute cat game. It's
more of a pussy.
So?
Because it's a pussy cat game.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Hey, Simon.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play Volgar the Viking. It's, I played it on the Xbox. I don't know what other platforms it's on, but it's,
Vulgar?
Volgar. V-O-L-G-A-R.
Are there piss jugs in this?
I haven't actually beat the whole thing, so there might be.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Does he swear a lot?
He doesn't talk at all. I think he says Volgar. That might be it. And that might be, he's...
Sounds vulgar to me.
He's, what's the word? Not possessed, but he's like... A Viking. He's been charged or, like, supercharged. I can't think of the...
Superman?
By Odin. And he gets kind of, like...
Blessed?
Yeah, blessed.
Cursed?
Blessed, I would say. It's an adventure platforming game. It's in an 8-bit style, what I'd call, like, the new school 8-bit.
2D platformer?
2D platformer. You start off and you're very basic. You can take 2 hits, and then based on, like, you start off with a shield, and if you get hit once, you lose your shield. If you get hit again, you die. But you can do things like pick up spears or swords or armor, and each one of those things grants you another hit.
Alright.
And then you have enemies that you defeat throughout the levels, and they change from level to level. Nice. All the enemies that you defeat drop bits of treasure, and you pick up the treasure, and at the end it all gets added to, like, a treasure chest. And it's anytime you get hit, you lose some of that treasure. You have an opportunity to pick it back up, but usually some of it disappears.
Kind of sounds like a Ghosts and Goblins game.
It is a lot like Ghosts and Goblins.
Okay.
Hmm. It was a Kickstarter game back in the day. They reached their goal and they put it out.
That's nice that they actually put it out and just didn't steal money.
It's highly polished. It's a lot of fun. it was well received too.
Nice.
Which is kind of how I heard about it. And I love platformers, so I checked it out. And it's difficult. It's not easy. It's not forgiving. You have unlimited lives to beat each level. And then once you beat one level, like if you beat the first, second, and third level, you can go back to the fourth level whenever you want.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, get past what you haven't beaten. So, like, if you turn the game off, you can go back to level 4, try and beat it.
Do you have to restart without any power-ups, though?
Each time you die, you restart the level with just your shield. And so then
no power-ups.
No power-ups.
Kind of like a Gradius situation.
Yep. And then, in the end, if you keep all your power-ups without getting hit, you have, like... You're more powerful. You get, like, a full suit of armor,
yeah.
And your sword can shoot bits of lightning for, like, a ranged attack, or your spears are ranged attack. And, like, if you linger in an area, the enemies will keep coming. They don't...
Oh, so they, like, regenerate?
Yeah, they don't, like...
Or respawn?
They don't necessarily just go away once you kill them, you know? You can't just hang out and throw your spear... trying to slowly creep through the level because somebody might be coming behind you.
So are all the levels outdoors?
Do you
play in a castle?
Haven't got to any castle. I haven't beat it.
Is it like it's a dungeon difficult. Crawly game?
No, I wouldn't call it dungeon crawly.
It's a side scroller.
It's okay. A side scroller.
Okay,
like,
I missed that. Sorry.
2D platformer. Kind of like
you.
Ghosts and Goblins.
Okay.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
I was getting the soundboard ready.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun. It's really challenging. It's beautiful. It's got great art. It's old school looking, but you can tell it's from the new school of 8-bit art. It's got great pixel art. It's just good
so
sprite
you haven't
animation.
Made it into any castle yet? So I guess
yeah.
I
there's
ask
been like
you about the bathrooms.
There's been a couple.
Is there piss jugs? Oh wait, I already asked that.
You're just gonna say that every couple minutes now.
No, I'll ask about like bathroom situations.
I'll make a couple so I can throw them shit at you jokes. When you ask that.
You better not. You don't want to fuck up this beautiful microphone, do you? No.
No, we'll just fuck up our couch.
Yeah, and you, because I will fuck you up.
Rightfully so.
I will, like, poo jug you. I'll poo and jug. Sorry, Simon. This game.
I'll just drink my whiskey while you guys talk about bodily functions. I'm kind of tuning shit out. And piss jugs.
Everybody should. All right, let's move on. Good game?
Great game. Great game. Right.
Okay.
Not expensive. Highly recommended. If you like platformers or challenging games or a mix thereof, check it out. Volgaar, V-O-L-G-A-A-R, the Viking.
Nice.
Hey, so, Will.
Before yeah? we do that, we're going to pop this wine.
What you got in front of you?
Yeah, what I've is got it, Willie?
What is it called? Glass Creek Winery Coconut Pineapple Wine.
Yes. This is a pop, not a crack.
A creek.
Kind of like a fart. Glass Creek. So.
That's a very fitting name for the sound it just made.
Yeah. It was kind of a fucked up looking cork as well. Uh-huh. So.
So who gets the wine glass and who gets the oversized soda?
I'll take the soda glass.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So when I was down there, they had a like a malt beverage made with these same flavors. And I said, hey, I want to try your wine made with coconut and pineapple.
Holy cow, that's sweet. Really
good. Normally I don't like wine, but.
That's a really good flavor. I love coconut and pineapple.
That's really good.
It is. It's very coconutty.
It's very, very sweet.
Pineapple,
but
too.
I'm not sad about that because I prefer sweet wines.
It's not dry at all.
I can't do dry. Like, that fucks with my head. So.
Yeah. I want to pour some more in my glass. This tastes like a pina colada.
Not too much, Willie. That's good. That's a lot of wine, Willie.
Whatever. That's only half a pint.
It's like 2-3 glasses.
There's only one more episode to record after this.
You made me choke. You are gonna, that's like 3 glasses of wine, honey.
No, it ain't.
Yes.
It's only 2.
No.
2 2/3.
It's not like I'm drinking straight bourbon.
3. No. If you were drinking that much bourbon, I would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyways, what game you play?
I played the very first sports game ever, I think.
What is it that? Pong?
Isn't it one of the first video games ever?
Yeah, I think there were a couple before Pong. But
that were graphically displayed?
Well, no. I don't know if I'd even call Pong graphically displayed.
It is.
But there was a...
Is that the game
computer
you
space. I played Pong and the Atari sequel Video Olympics.
Oh, Video Olympics.
Which is basically just Pong with variations.
Pretty much.
So... The game of Pong was originally an arcade machine, and then it was ported to
home console.
Home console. The first home it was console. Basically self-built home console.
Yep.
It was built into Magnavox TVs back in the day.
Yeah, if you have one of those TVs, kudos.
Our grandma had one.
That was when I first played it. It was a built-in TV game. There was a button on the front of the TV that said... Pong. Game or TV. And it would switch from blue to red.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
That is cool.
It was in the den.
I've only heard
back
of them.
The house. So when the house got full and you were like, I got to get away from all these people, you could slide all the way to the back of the old farmhouse.
That's so awesome.
I was sitting in the room with the bumper pool table.
Yep. And the old stationary bike, which nobody ever used, but... The bumper pool table and the TV sure got used.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. I know Will told me about it, and I never seen one. I just heard of one. So it's really cool that you guys both got to play that.
It was huge, and it was like...
Oh, I bet. Like one of the wood TVs.
Cabinet. Yeah, it had like a cabinet.
Because my parents had one of those old wood TVs. It just didn't have Pong on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it had the option, but it wasn't it.
Well, it was huge, but it was only like a 32-inch TV.
Yeah.
Which for the
time. It wasn't one of the cabinets. It actually sat on top of a table, I believe. So it was like, it wasn't a full cabinet TV.
It was
a big, like, tabletop
set. I remember it in a cabinet, but no,
right, I could be wrong.
You're older than me, so you have a clear memory. Maybe.
I'm not necessarily known for my memory.
I'm pretty sure if anyone's listening to our podcast, they know what Pong is. But if they do not,
okay,
what is this game?
So, it's a two-player sports game that you control with a knob.
That's and you what use she the said.
Knob, you turn the knob left and right to move a line up and down, and a square bounces across the screen, kind of like you're playing tennis or ping pong.
Ping pong, yeah.
Either one.
And the two players move their paddles up and down to bounce the ball and try and get past the other player.
That's what he said.
The longer you bounce the ball, the faster it gets. Yep. And you play first one to 21 or 11, or it depends on what game mode that you're playing.
All right.
And that's Pong. It was an arcade like a machine. It was a home console. And then on Atari 2600, the Video Olympics is basically Pong, but then they add different variations into it.
All right.
What's the bathroom situation?
It's probably just a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A line of fist jokes.
A line and a little square dot.
Okay. Makes sense. I don't remember seeing it, but that makes sense.
I'm sure it's behind the scenes. Yeah. There's ping pong, there's soccer, there's FOZ, which I assume is foosball.
That makes sense.
There's hockey, there's HAN. Which I think is handball.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
There's VOL, which is probably volleyball.
Yep.
And then there's basket.
Basketball?
Oh, yeah. That one's a little different. That one's the most unique out of all.
The volleyball is actually kind of like the basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll go through them each quick a second. The Pong is like full net. Anytime the ball goes, or the square goes past the
paddle,
then you get a point. With soccer, it's like half that. So yeah, a little bit at the top and a little bit at the bottom is blocked. And there's a goal area.
Yeah.
Then the FOZ, it's kind of like soccer, but you have lots of paddles.
And two different rows, if I remember.
Two different rows of paddles, yep. So it's kind of like the table soccer, foosball table.
Yep. Foosball table.
Yeah.
Foosball's F-O-Z. The devil.
So there's four rows, and each row has multiple paddles in it.
Well, in the Atari version, you got two rows of
yeah, four paddles. Rows, two controlled by either player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then in hockey, it's just a small goal in the middle, and the ball can go behind the goal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just like in hockey.
You're kind of like a goalie. But you also...
There, yeah, you have two paddles that you move. One is the goalie, one is the player,
four.
Basically. Right.
Yep.
Holy shit.
H-A-N, handball, is one where both of the both of the paddles are on the right side of the screen, and you bounce the ball off the left, and then you have to take turns hitting it.
That makes sense. Just like handball.
Yeah, playing handball off the side.
Yep.
VOL, it has, it's kind of like, it's kind of like the basketball, where instead of moving the paddles vertically with the knob, you move them horizontally.
Yeah.
And there's four dots in the middle that represent a net.
Okay.
And you bounce the ball over the net.
Yep.
And then you gotta bounce the ball back. And if the ball hits the ground, then you get a point.
Do you get more than one bounce?
Yeah, there's not really volleyball rules.
Okay.
No volleyball rules.
Same as in basketball.
Well, in volleyball, you get two bounces, or well, you get the one to save it, and then you get the one set.
Yeah.
The one that has to go over.
It doesn't count that on the Atari 2600 version.
Oh, what
it's a just a fucking just waste. A base representation. I tried playing it today, without anybody to play against.
Yeah.
The plug and play unit that I'm playing on is the Atari 2600 version.
Yeah.
But it only has the two player variations of most of the games.
Okay.
And so I couldn't play one player against computer volleyball.
So you were wrecking nobody.
I was not. I served the ball over the net, and it landed on the opposing volleyball player, and it just bounced straight up and down, and it just kept bouncing straight up and down, and then just bounced there forever.
Oh.
And I never picked up the other controller to
try
make it bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah. I can't do two knobs at once.
I wonder if that's a world record, and if it's not, we should try and set it where one player controls both sides of volleyball on, what's the Atari version called?
Video Olympics.
Video Olympics.
Yeah.
And see the longest single volley to where the ball never drops. So the score is 0-0. Mm-hmm. How long
you can that keep would the be cool to see.
Ball in the air.
Well, you does should... it count if you just let it bounce straight up and down forever?
No.
No, you have to go back and forth. You have to volley it. That's what a volley is.
Oh. All right. I would just cheat.
It wouldn't count then.
No. We should see if Secret Levels wants to, like, do that and see.
No. We need to see if they want to download Party Golf.
Do a Party Golf
challenge. Yeah.
You never finished our other Party Golf challenge. We still
need to. I tried to. I just never got close to you.
He won. Yeah. I know. I sucked at it. So
let's pick a new one. Let's do another Party Golf challenge. Oh, yeah. And then there's basketball and Video Olympics.
Yeah.
And that one, you can bounce the ball underneath your paddle to kind of like dribble.
Yep.
And then you got to bounce it up into these lines that represent hoops.
You can only go to half court, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You cannot run all the way across, so you always got to shoot from half court.
Yep.
They should be three-pointers.
You know, really think should about be it. Half court. Yeah.
Exactly.
But they're one-pointers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all one-pointers.
And the ball, like, scoring is notoriously inaccurate, so you can get, like, a sideways goal.
Or sometimes it'll bounce right off the hoop, and you won't get shit that for points.
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, that mode kind of blows chunks.
Yeah. Most of them do.
But
compared to nowadays games.
Well.
Nowadays games.
This game's almost as old as you are.
Older.
I don't know about that.
Yeah? There's not many games older than me, but this is one of them.
Pong?
At least Pong, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Video Olympics. Who's got a pocket computer?
I have one.
When did Video Olympics come out?
I'm looking. All right. Keep talking.
Talk.
I don't know. Anyways, it's fun if you got somebody to play against.
Yeah.
If you want to play a game by yourself, it's probably the one you want to pick.
You can play Pong one player, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even on this plug and play.
Yeah, exactly.
The Atari...
1977. Yeah, so, it's older than
it's
him.
It's way, way younger than you are.
Yeah.
He was 1952, something like that.
Dude, he's not like as old as my parents. That's for sure. September 11th, 1977, actually.
That's when it came out. Yeah.
Yep, when Video Olympics came out.
September 11th started it all. That was the first.
Fucking Atari.
The first disaster.
No, it wasn't the first. Not even close.
Right.
What was the earlier?
It wasn't September even the first one that happened disaster. To those buildings.
No, what September 11th disaster happened before Video Olympics?
I don't know. Tons. Depends on how wide of a disaster you're talking about.
Anytime, any year, any in history.
And I'm sure, like, some guy murdered his whole family in, like, 6000 BC, who's like, I'm hungry.
Anyways, Video Olympics, do you recommend this or not?
I was trying to say that, yes, if you're going to play with somebody who's actually going to play against you and play a few rounds,
okay,
it's a great game.
But yeah. Playing by yourself.
It's not a good one-player game. It's a two-player game. Play it with paddles.
All right.
Get a 2600.
Plug and play.
Plug and play. Go find the arcade machine.
All right.
Yeah. More games need paddles. We need more paddle games.
Yeah, paddle games are sweet.
Yeah.
Xbox, the new Xbox Series, Sexbox, whatever, needs fucking roller controller.
Yeah.
Trackball controls.
I doubt that's going to happen.
Well, fuck it then.
There might be a third party one, but.
All right, then I'm in. If not.
Fucked. Yep.
Recommendations.
Now it's time for. Oh shit, I said my part late.
So, I have a podcast to recommend. I listened to a couple of them today and I was cracking up and also cringing, but cracking up more. It is called What a Creep. So, two ladies, Margo and Sonia, talk about creeps, like just general creepy assholes. And I listened to the episodes about Lance Armstrong, Newt Gingrich, Elizabeth Holmes,
and
I'm almost done with the Mel Gibson one. So it's just talking about how creepy these
famous assholes people are. Yeah.
Yep, a bunch of different famous people who are creeps.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them, and they're really funny, and I like their voices.
Not the creeps, the podcasters.
Yeah, the podcast ladies are great talking about these creepy-ass people. So I have really enjoyed it, and I look forward to listening to more.
Some of the creeps used to be funny, but you didn't listen to the Louis C.K. episode.
Ugh, I already know.
You didn't listen to the Bill Cosby episode.
No.
Creeps who used to be funny?
Nope. But I'm looking forward to listening to more because I like these two ladies. They're funny.
All right. I'll recommend another podcast called Geeksploration.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. It's two guys get together to discuss the geeky influences on their life that have made them who they are today.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. Nice. It's stuff I can relate to. They're great episodes. They do lots of video game stuff, like genres and games, and they did a great episode on Weird Al.
Yeah.
And I actually learned a lot on that one.
They did an
episode on Monty Python.
Yeah.
So at each episode, they do some research, and they talk about some, sometimes retro, sometimes current, geeky topic.
Geeksploration?
Geeksploration.
Sounds cool.
Nice.
Something that nerds like us enjoy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
I will recommend, I had one a little bit ago, and then I started thinking about Geeksploration. That sounds cool.
Drinking whiskey with wine?
Yeah, that's, I don't know if I'd recommend that. It makes you forget your recommendation.
Oopsies.
Oh, shit, I really had one, too.
Oh, I felt like this once, but yeah. I think it was.
It can't be The Office. XP. We've done that already.
We've done The Office, huh?
That's what he said.
You could recommend those weird flavored Modelos that you love so much.
I'd recommend not trying those.
Nope, you can't do that. You've done that already.
I've done that. Yep. I don't want to contradict myself then. Oh, shit.
Why not? People can change their mind.
I didn't.
Right. I mean, you kind of had an earlier recommendation taking a break from stuff.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll recommend mental health awareness and whether it's a day where you take for yourself, take a mental health day. Take a mental health week if something in your life is stressful or anxiety causing or a negative influence. Just take a break from it, even if that break lasts forever or if you go back to it once you're resorted and you're feeling better. I can definitely recommend that.
Yeah. If you're feeling seasonal affective disorder, go get some sunshine on your perineum, as is the new style now.
Perineum?
Or what's it called? Your butthole.
Oh.
Sunshine on your butthole.
So go stick your asshole out in the middle of the daytime because that's the only time we get sunshine?
Yes.
If we get it.
Or go to a tanning bed.
I got a feeling Willie's going to show up on that podcast you recommended in the near future.
What a creep. So should I, because I'm a part of the Creepy People Club.
Well, that's a different thing.
It is different.
I'm not the one who made it up. I forget which famous actor was like had to cancel some shit because he sunburned his butthole. You haven't seen those articles? Yeah, people are like spreading their cheeks to get sunshine on their butt now. Mamma mia! I haven't tried it, but you know, I try to keep an open mind about this kind of thing.
Come back next episode with a recommendation, one way or the other. Let me know.
So, thanks for listening to Grand Rapidians play video games and talk about piss jugs and assholes.
Yeah. Sunburnt assholes.
Yes.
That's a thing I never considered before.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the Me Talk Pretty One Day by David Sedaris, and he was talking about one of his aunts would, like, go out on the beach and, like, lay in really weird angles to get everything tan.
Weird. I'm glad I'm pale. Well, yeah, I can't do that. You can't see me, but I'm covered in freckles. And
he is a ginger.
My beard is red. My hair isn't. So I'm like, I got half a soul.
It'd probably only take your asshole 5 minutes to get a nice tan.
That's real value right there.
You can Patreon us at patreon.com/GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames. We have stickers. We have shirts still, maybe. Yep. Yep. Once you hear this.
We're on Twitter, Grand_Video. Yep. We're on
Instagram.
That's what it's called.
GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
We're going to start a new thing right now. If you take a screenshot of a review on Podchaser or iTunes and post it, then we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, just add us.
That's a sweet deal.
Just send us a screenshot of your review.
Yep, either on Twitter. I mean, if you want to Gmail us.
5-star, 1-star if you fucking hate us, whatever.
Be honest.
We'll still send you a sticker if you want one.
If you want one.
Right.
If you 1-star us and we're you want not gonna a sticker, put a I mean...
If you're, like, hating on us, we're not going to put a return address on that shit.
they could want the sticker.
I'll put Simon's address on that one.
They could
we'll put Bill's address on it. His old address.
They could want the sticker to put, like, the red circle with the X through it, you know? And just, like, maybe they hate us that much, they want to put it on the back of the car, and they're just like, no.
Fuck Grand Rapidians play video games.
That sounds like quite an investment, anyways.
Yeah, if you want to do that, go ahead. But yeah, just add us on the social medias with, you know, your screenshot, and then we can get in touch with you to get you the sticker.
All right, I think we made enough requests for our viewers in this outro.
Yeah, it's fine, though.
Whatever. What was that? No, that was another.
Let's not.
That was another thing that I read.
Let's not talk. Yeah, it was something that you read. Let's chat later on.
I can't talk about
that.
This?
No, we are.
I am.
Thank you, Inadequacy, for our intro and outro music.
It's the best.
It is the best. And thanks, Anchor, for making it so easy and putting us out on all the podcatchers. So awesome.
And thanks, other podcast that we promo swapped with earlier.
Yep.
I'm not sure if it was Oz9, but they're awesome.
Oh, Oz9. I love them.
It might have
they're
been
so funny.
Exploration. I recommended them,
they're
too.
Awesome as they're well. Awesome.
It might have
Movie
been...
Movie Siller.
It might have been Disbeer in Distress.
Or even Feature Creature.
Oh, it's probably one of those other threes, but Feature Creatures is awesome.
Yeah.
Creature?
No. Oh, fuck.
Which one? The cryptozoology one.
Oh my god, we are.
All right, this is the end of the episode.
They actually listen to us. They better give you shit.